WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Since his death, Elvis has been the subject of documentaries and made-for-TV movies. Now he's got his own series. TV critic David Bianculli has this review of Elvis.
I never thought I'd say this, but I saw Elvis last night. Not Elvis the ghost or Elvis the still-alive somehow survivor, but Elvis the TV series, which I previewed on tape. And as unlikely as it sounds, this Elvis is no hound dog. Actually, it's not that unlikely at all. A weekly series about Elvis Presley almost had to happen sooner or later, because most of the TV docudramas about him have gotten good reviews and even better ratings. Except for that 1981 clunker, Elvis and the Beauty Queen, which starred Don Johnson as Elvis. The rest of the Elvis TV history, if you can stand a little trivia, includes the excellent 1979 telemovie called Elvis, which starred Kurt Russell and was directed by John Carpenter. And there was the 1988 miniseries Elvis and Me, which starred Dale Midkiff of NBC's short-lived Dream Street and was co-produced by Priscilla Presley, whose story it told. Now, after all these TV Elvises, or Elvi, comes the ABC series Elvis, which premieres Tuesday. It's also co-produced by Priscilla Presley, but this isn't her story this time. It's a portrait of the Elvis as a young man, years before Priscilla entered the picture. The guy who provides Elvis's singing voice in the early scenes is Nashville's Ronnie McDowell. Later, the series will use actual Presley recordings whenever possible. After a brief prologue showing Elvis as a child, the series begins with the singer's first visit to Sun Records to record a song for his mother as a birthday present. Michael St. Gerard, who played Ricky Lake's boyfriend in Hairspray, is Elvis, and Jordan Williams plays record producer Sam Phillips.
Well, who do you sound like?
I don't sound like nobody, really.
Nobody really? Don't think I ever heard of him. Well, Mr. Presley, don't get too close to the mic. Remember the lyrics, and I got a feeling you're gonna do just fine.
Evening shadows make me blue. When each weary day is through.
The writers for the Elvis series waste no time in propelling Elvis on his road to stardom. Before the first episode is over, Phillips has paired Elvis with backup musicians, Scotty Moore, played by Jesse Dabson, and Bill Black, played by Blake Gibbons. In the second episode, Elvis gets yelled at by Phillips for not singing with any emotion, and responds by clowning around in the studio and singing an old song double time.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Phillips records it, gets it to a Memphis DJ, and presto, the record's an instant local hit. That's all in the second episode, which is something considering that this Elvis series is a half-hour drama instead of the standard hour. By starting in 1954, when Elvis began his recording career, this Elvis series has a lot of momentum. What it lacks is a sense of where his talent came from in the first place. Even though this young Elvis is raw, he's already fully formed as a distinctly different singer. Even so, Elvis the TV series, like Elvis the performer, has style to burn. The TV series is shot like a feature film and uses visual imagery as carefully and cleverly as it uses authentic Elvis Presley recordings. It's as satisfying as the Buddy Holly story in La Bamba, and another good move by ABC, which is where more and more TV risks are being taken these days.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.